Available on digital now.
The latest news.
Next. Capital.
Amazon offer employees up to £8,000 towards training and career growth. Like Daniel. He's now a trained software developer, and to him, the gentle tap of his keyboard is the best sound in the world. Because it's a reminder of how much his life has changed. In 2 years, he's gone from warehouse employee to working his dream job. And even his son says his coding skills aren't bad, which is high praise from a teenager. At Amazon, we're committed to training and career growth. Conditions and eligibility criteria apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 7, there's been a huge data breach at the Ministry of Defence. Officials say hackers accessed the personal details of armed forces personnel through the payroll system, which has now been taken offline. The Defence Secretary will give an update in the comments later. Israeli forces have targeted a new part of Gaza after telling Palestinians to leave.
Many are so exhausted or sick or elderly that they can't move. So it's not feasible for aid agencies to act in a scale that is required.
James Elder from UNICEF has told Capital the situation is difficult. A ceasefire deal has been accepted by Hamas, but Israel says its core demands have not been met. Problems for passengers this morning as train drivers go on strike again. Most commuter lines into London, including Southwestern and Thameslink, are impacted this morning. Keep it Capital for the latest. A high number of tourists heading to a lake in the northwest may have turned it green. Researchers say there are links between lots of people visiting Lake Windermere and the amount of algae in it. And we've seen all the stars out for the biggest fashion event of the year. Kim Kardashian, Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj were all at the Met Gala in New York last night. Zendaya had a surprise costume change and Gigi Hadid's dress took more than 13,500 hours to make.
Capital weather.
Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
A foggy start in London, but we'll see some sunshine soon. Showers are possible as well, with highs of 20. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Good morning.
The all-new Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Good morning and welcome to Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby on Tuesday the 7th of May. It's definitely Tuesday today, even though it feels like a Monday. Definitely.
Yeah, but that's a good thing because normally it's the other way round.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we've got a massive show for you this morning. Bong Game is on the way, 7:45. It's your chance to potentially win some serious money. We were just debating if the Bong Man will be nicer or meaner after a bank holiday. I'm not sure.
It depends how heavy he's gone this weekend. You don't know with him, do you?
Hopefully he's had a chilled one, but we'll find out at 7:45 today.
Yeah, also, if you've just sort of woke up, you've been scrolling through your timeline and it looks like celebs have raided the lost property bin, we need to explain what's been going on in New York City.
Capital.
Just one glance then, from heaven and nothing feels like hell. Well,
truth of it. I don't want you ever to forget about us in the front seat. It's a little song.
Number one
hit music station. I'm Olivia Rodrigo.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
I met a guy in the summer and I left him in the spring. He argued with me about everything. He had an ego and a temper and a wandering eye. He said he's 6'2" and I'm like, dude, nice try. But he was so much fun and he had such weird friends. And he would take us out to parties and the night would never end. Another song, another club, another bar, another dance. And when he said something wrong, he just fly me to friends. Now. With an uppercut, I wanna meet his mom
to get him back.
Just to tell her her son sucks. So I wanna key his car, I wanna make him lunch, I wanna break his heart, stitch it right back up. I wanna kiss his face with an uppercut. I wanna meet his mom and tell her her son sucks. Yeah,
I wanna get him back. I wanna make him really jealous. Wanna make him feel bad. Oh, I wanna get.
Rodrigo and getting back on Capital Breakfast at 7:08. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean. Olivia Rodrigo currently in the UK at the moment on tour. Didn't make it to the Met Gala last night.
No, and that is what I'm on about when I say it looks like celebs have raided the Lost Property box. Let's not pretend that these outfits look good.
Thank you.
They look ridiculous. Don't get me wrong, I understand that fashion is subjective and all that, but can we just have a little pop at them? Because it's quite fun, isn't it?
First of all, can you explain to us what the Met Gala is? Because I still don't really know, and it's everywhere. You just like go on the Mail online today. It's even like it's just article after article of what people are wearing.
I think it's literally like the hottest invite on the planet. If you are a celeb, it's kind of like it's validation that you've made it if you get invited to this. Because I remember for years, people like the Kardashians didn't get a look in. Mm. And then the tides turned. And now it's all about what has Kim Kardashian worn. From what I can gather, obviously you've got that Anna Wintour character who's from Vogue, the editor of Vogue. She hosts it every year. She's like the scary, you know, you've seen Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
She's a scary Miranda Priestly woman.
That's right.
Who but also looks like that woman out of The Incredibles.
Here's what I don't get. The event sort of happens outside, right? So it's about people arriving at the event.
Yeah.
And then they go inside and no one seems to know what happens. Oh,
I bet they all want to go home the second they've done that carpet. It's about the picture. It's about getting the outfit. And then the thought of sitting down in it and having dinner.
Yeah.
That makes me so stressed thinking about it. Like, I can't... These outfits aren't wearable. You can't sit down in them.
And they're just ridiculous. Like you said, Lost Property at school, they'll turn up in shorts, a snorkel and a flipper, and people will be like, that's so cool. Or like, Zendaya will come in wearing a little carrier bag.
Yeah, and they'll go, oh, yeah, that I get it. Oh, it's so nouveau.
It's so far from the real world. It's just this borderline. And when people go that you like now, it's getting to the point where it's like, oh, really? Don't go to that. You're better than that.
I know, but you're saying that if we got an invite, like I say, because you'd be so shocked you even got one, you'd have to go, wouldn't you?
No.
No?
No, you wouldn't, right? I'll be honest. Ed Sheeran now, I'm like, Ed, come on, you don't need to do this, pal. You're better than all these.
I was quite impressed that you looked all like dapper. He had a little suit on. I liked it.
It looked like he was in Something About Mary. Me?
To the Met Gala.
Well, I'd never get invited, but yeah, could you think of all worse? You know what it's like when we have to go to these show busy things down here and you have to make small talk and everything like that? Can you imagine going to that? You can't, half of them can't even sit down because they've been sewn into a dress. No, thank you. Not for me.
You would go,
no, I wouldn't.
Jordan. Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Why would you want to go to that? Everyone's dressed like it's fancy dress.
Yeah, no? But that's ideal. You could go in a duvet and you'd get a clap. It's brilliant.
No, you know, like, I am in my early 30s now, and one thing I have realised is that nothing fun happens after 2 a.m. And the second thing is, there's now better than a night in watching Netflix during the week and even at the weekend. Nope, no. Would you go, Chris?
I'm just scrolling through the pictures right now, and they've got different categories for it. Most Naked of the Night, Rita Ora. Seems to be one that I can see you doing well in this, Jordan. She
Rita
looks like
Ora,
just wearing beads.
I was going to say, I love her to bits, but it is a bit like, do you remember your nana had that fly curtain? Do you remember the multicoloured
on the kitchen door? Oh, brilliant.
And listen, I'm sure, because apparently this thing's probably worth an absolute killing, but this is what I'm saying. It's all very out there stuff.
It's very out there.
Do you know, if I'd go, right, I'd go... And I'd go the opposite, and they go, "Who are you wearing?" I'd be like, "It's just from Next."
Hi, I'm Calvin Harris.
Hey, this is Ragga Bone Man. How you doing? Are you good?
Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details. You don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me.
Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man, Lovers in a Past Life on Capital Breakfast at 7:15 with Jordan, Chris and Sean. A lot of people here in the studio not believing me if I got invited to the Met gala thing that won't go. I wouldn't. Jamie Dornan, someone who I admire, went as well last night, just seeing him in his outfit. And now I'm just like, don't go.
But this is what I'm saying, right? As much as we are mocking it, if we got the invite, if you get the call up, it's like, okay, maybe I've made it.
It'll be like one of those where it's just better to read the artist. A bit like the Brits, right? We can say this, can't we? A bit like the Brits, it's better watching it on telly than actually being there, isn't it?
Don't say that, Jordan. They might want you to host it one day.
That's not going to happen, but, you know, maybe. Oh, I love the Brits. Do you know what? Absolutely.
Do you want
to
be in there? Totally
do. Honestly, the atmosphere there is amazing.
Exactly, and if you were to host it, Jordan, you'd wear beads, wouldn't you?
I would wear beads.
You'd wear anything.
I'd wear a Lidl carrier bag, a snorkel.
And some pearls.
And some pearls and a flip-flop. And that'd be cool. Yeah.
Please.
So the Brits is nothing like the Met Gala. In fact, the Brits is just brilliant. Met Gala's just everything that's wrong with celebrity culture. Beyonce on the way for you. And right now we're getting on Summertime Baller. Tickets still available with Barclaycard. All you got to do is get onto Global Player, the official Capital app, and you can get your tickets there. This is Benson Boone and Slow It Down on Capital.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens. Out of Georgia now, you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it, oh, I hate it out, the reason that you're in your head right now. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down. Take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope this doubt. Let me pull you out. Let me hold you now. Let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes? How the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never left me is my mother. Oh, I love her, and I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now.
Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
Every night I rest in my bed with hopes that maybe I'll get a chance to see you when I close my eyes. I'm going out of my head, lost in a fairy tale. Can you hold my hands and be my guide? Clouds filled with stars cover your skies, and I hope it rains. You're the perfect lullaby. Dreaming me a sweet dream.
Beyonce and Sweet Dreams, 21 minutes past 7 on Capital Breakfast. Morning, it's Jordan, Chris and Sean. You can tell that there's a bug going round the studio and here at Capital Towers because everyone's been a bit ratty with each other today. We're all still a bit... just little digs we're getting in at each other. It's like, shut up! I'm still a bit run down. We were talking at the start of the show that we got the bank holiday flu.
Yeah, well, I'm calling it the bank holiday flu. I'm almost wearing it as a bit of a badge of honour. It's a bit like Fresh's flu. You know, it's actually just the, I don't know, the conclusion of a good weekend.
It means you've had a good weekend, a good bank holiday.
You say that, but our producer Jimmy, who is very professional and a very honest at all times, however, this morning at 5 a.m. saw a new low. He was sat there eating a doner kebab flavoured pot noodle.
Aye.
At 5 a.m. That's bad, isn't it?
As a kind of breakfast, it's an interesting one, yeah.
I respect that. I'm not going to lie.
It, no.
But if you're feeling
it's the good time of day. I don't mind. He could have eaten that any other time. You can't be eating that at 5 a.m. I'm sorry.
No, I respect it. And if you're feeling ill, it's probably good for you. It probably like gets the sweat out. They say like have ramen and stuff, don't they, if you're feeling ill?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, but I guess it's a bit like, I know what you mean, Sean. It's a bit unusual behaviour, isn't it? It's a bit like a Bovril instead of your morning coffee.
To see that at 5 a.m, I thought today's going to be a struggle.
Bombay Bad Boy would have sorted you out. What was the flavour?
He had doner kebab. That's why I knew it was a low.
I had a doner kebab one.
Yeah, it was weak at that point.
Right. I had to do something over the weekend that was the 2024 version of pulling a sickie on the phone, right? Okay, I'm going to tell you what it is next.
Download the app and sell pre-owned fashion for free.
Barbecue season is here. With KFC's new Ultimate Barbecue Burger. Original recipe chicken. Crispy onions. And smoky barbecue sauce. Grab KFC's Ultimate Barbecue Burger before it goes. Available while stocks last until the 9th of June at participating restaurants and delivery partners. Delivery fees apply. Full T's and C's at kfc.co.uk.
You've arrived, your dream holiday. You got there for less thanks to comparing flight prices on Kayak. An idyllic local restaurant nestled in the cliffs. A peaceful pool with your own private sunbed. This is the life. All you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare flight prices from hundreds of travel sites and bag a great deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Just sold my car to eBay any car.
Stop!
Did you know it's not just about cars? They also buy vans too. Big ones, small ones, and everything in between. So let's give vans the spotlight.
Just sold my van to We Buy Any Van.
To find out how much your van's worth in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyVan.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, visit webuyanyvan.com/info.
Is it just me, or is this online speed dating going well?
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Dan. So, not disappointed?
Well, a little. You're too perfect.
And that's how Sarah fell head over heels for Dan. You're funny. Love it.
Try Match online speed dating every Sunday from 6 to 10. Download Match.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get the flexibility you need with VeriPay. Pay now, later, or pay over 3 months and pay no interest. Veri, the online store for fashion, home and more. Search VeriPay. Ways to pay that work your way. VeriPay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
The latest travel.
Next, Capital.
Here's Timian Yaman on the facilities at Global Academy.
We've been to TV studios and we've seen their facilities and what they provide for their employees and how they do their news and how they do their programmes. And some could say that ours are even better.
That is true. That's
one
very
could argue
true.
That.
Kickstart your career in media. Apply now for year 10 or 12. Search Global Academy.
Capital. Travel update.
With Wizz Air. Affordable flights and value for money for everyone.
Hi, Lottie. What's happening out there?
Hiya, Jordan. There's a huge train strike today, so CTT, Gatwick Express, Island Line and Great Northern are not running at all. Greater Anglia are running a limited service on their main lines only. Stansted Express is only running once an hour. Southwestern's only just started running at 7, and even then there will be a limited service. Thames Link is also only running after 7, and then trains will only run between St Pancras International and Luton and between King's Cross and Cambridge. More in 20 minutes.
Summertime Balls
with Barclaycard.
Confirmed artist.
Hi, I'm Selena Carpenter. Capital.
It's like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance. Slam the door. Ignore. Afterthought.
Sorry for your loss.
Where I'm at.
and we danced all night to the best song ever. We knew every line. Now I can't remember how it goes, but I know that I won't forget her. Cause we danced all night to the best song ever. I think you went oh, oh, oh. I think you went yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you go oh, oh. Said her name was Georgia Rose.
One Direction and Best Song Ever on Capital Breakfast, 7.32. Good morning, it is Jordan, Chris and Sean. In the next 15 minutes, 7.45 every day, we're going to be doing the bong game, finding out who's taking on the bongs today and seeing if they can bag themselves a load of money. We were starting the show at 6 a.m. today, saying that everybody's a bit ill at the moment. It's been going round. And my illness wasn't just the sniffles or a bit of a cold or a slight bit of flu. I had tonsillitis, which fellow tonsillitis sufferers will know is the worst thing you can get. Honestly, it absolutely... I get it once, maybe twice a year. It floors you. Right? I'm on antibiotics. But I was meant to be doing a DJ gig on Saturday. No, it wasn't. It was on Sunday. And I knew on Saturday night when I got the start of the tonsillitis, I thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to be in bed for the next 2 days at least. So I did the 2024 equivalent of pulling a sickie over the phone, but I was actually ill. So you've heard the whole Peter Kay gag where you used to have to ring up work and go, put on your best sick voice. Can I hear your best sick voice, please, Sean?
Yeah. Hi. Sorry, I'm really struggling to come in today.
See, you sound like you work on those phone lines from the 80s.
That wasn't the aim I was going for. Okay, wait, let me try it again. Hi. Do you think I need to be a bit more like that?
Yeah.
I'm really struggling today.
Yeah. That's really good. Because really, you could just talk, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, you could.
Everyone puts on a voice.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you feel the pressure.
Yeah, but anyway, you brought this up another level today. I'm so pleased we're talking about this.
Because I basically decided to put a selfie sickie up on Instagram.
He's only uploaded a sick pic to Instagram.
Oh, dear me.
Right. Now, two things. First of all, I did this because there was a lot of young farmers expecting me at this gig and they were like DMing me all weekend saying, can't wait for your set, George. Can't wait. You smashed it last year. That kind of thing. Thank you very much.
Where was it supposed to be?
I'm sorry.
Were you in Blackpool?
Yeah, I was in Blackpool. What? So I was getting them, mainly Josh.
No, Jordan, I was DJing there the night before and they were all saying, it's like, it's great seeing you there, Chris. You're smashing your set.
Yeah.
But we're really looking forward to Jordan tomorrow.
I believe that was the word that was going round. Yeah. So I was like, there's going to be loads of people DMing me and giving me a load of stick because I'm not making it. So I decided to put a little statement up saying, hey, I'm really sorry I've got a suspected bout of tonsillitis. And then the following story I put up on Instagram was me in my actual bed looking really ill.
So he's in his bed, he's ill, Sean. Still got to look fit, obviously.
Of course,
it's going up,
you can't look
ground.
Too rough.
So you're ill, but, you know, the lighting's good. And
the hair's good.
My question to you, Jordan, how many goes of that picture did you take?
Oh, good 8 or 9.
You didn't.
Because you've nailed it. The lighting's got to be right. You've still got to look fit, but you've also got to look ill.
Fit but sick.
So I put the fringe. I was like messing with the fringe to make it look a bit more like it was messy and I'd been in bed all day, which I had. But yeah, it's like the 2024 equivalent of pulling a sickie over the phone now is you've got to put a sickie selfie up on Instagram.
Well, yeah, because this is the other thing. You then had to have a social media blackout, I presume. You couldn't show yourself doing anything else.
It was so bad. And the other thing I realised is, you know when those attention seekers put like Facebook posts of them in hospital? Yeah, right. I know why they do it now. The amount of love and sympathy I got... I've never had so many. The DMs popping.
I think he was fishing.
No,
I think it was more Jordan in bed.
He's thoroughly enjoyed
like,
this, isn't he?
I'm in bed here.
Honestly, the amount of DMs, it were like, are you okay, hon? DM me, hon. Sending love, hon. Speedy recovery, hon. I get why people do it now when they post pictures
honestly,
on Facebook.
He was fishing. Because the picture of him ill looked better than me just out and about. Yeah.
And I do know what you're sort of saying. You went for like the Calvin Klein bed model.
He did.
Didn't he?
He was posing.
Yeah.
It wasn't
clammy.
A genuine ill pic.
You weren't all swollen neck.
I was poorly. I was poorly. I had tons
of... You weren't poorly. You're a liar.
I've got bronchitis.
This is what... I've got penicillin in my bag right there.
Proves nothing.
I could not have met that gig. And this is what you've got...
He's a liar.
You're a liar. This is why you've got to put sick selfies up now. Well, selfie sickies, whatever you call them.
Sick pics.
Sick pics.
Sick pics.
Sick pics. Let us know if you've done it as well. I know it's not just me, but it's got to be done these days. Here's Taylor Swift on Capital.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. I was a functioning alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic. All of this to say, I hope you're okay, but you're the reason. And no one here's to blame, but what about your quiet treason? And for a fortnight there, we were forever running to you sometimes. Ask about the weather now.
From Taylor Swift and Post Malone. This is Fortnite on Capital Breakfast. It's nearly 7:40. Remember, we're going to be doing the Bond game at 7:45. Just showing everybody, look, there's all the DMs and love I got from my sick pic that I put up. It's from Jess, Mel, Tracy, get well soon, hon. Elaine says, tonsillitis is horrible, get well soon.
Did you have a filter on that picture, by the way?
No, I might have put Paris on it, the first one.
The Paris filter.
Just no, the first
you
one.
You can't put the Paris-like smoothing filter on.
Oh, it was the best one, by the way. As a novice, I never put a filter on. I should.
I like think that one.
I like Clarendon, me, personally. Clarendon. Is it Clarendon?
I don't know.
Clarendon. Yeah. But I was actually ill, and that's what you've got to do now. Instead of, like, posting... instead of ringing in work sick, you've got to post a sick selfie. Kelly says, Jordan, I feel for you. Tonsillitis is rubbish. The tonsils feel like they're going to explode. Be careful it doesn't turn into Quincy.
Quincy?
Wasn't that a detective on ITV when you were off ill? It was! Quincy.
I don't know.
Jones.
Genuinely. Quincy Jones isn't someone. Isn't he a conductor, like a composer?
No, there was. Quincy was. Like when you were off ill and you went round your grandma's.
Right.
It was on like ITV in the afternoon.
Going on such a tangent.
There were that and Ironside. Do you remember Ironside? No.
No.
I'm making this up. Anyway, Lou says, when my children are ill, I post a pic of them looking rough because, well. So I can go out of work and I need to look after them, so I have to prove they're actually ill. So Lou says it as well. Nowadays, you've got to put pictures up.
Yeah, but how bad is that she's had to put pictures up of her own kids being ill to prove to her work that she really is staying at home to look after them? It's gone mad, hasn't it?
No, it's what you've got to do in 2024. Don't just do the phone voice where you're like, I can't make it in today. I'm really sorry. Now we've got to put pictures up.
Yeah, but you've got to time it. You've got to put the pictures up a few days in advance to preempt the sick.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Like when you used to put feelers out in work, going, oh, I think I'm coming down with someone. You know, when you was actually putting this.
Assuming you schedule them.
Yeah.
You schedule it. You've got to schedule it,
schedule it. It's fine to do it. Don't worry. We won't judge here.
Capital's summertime ball.
With Barclay Card. Confirmed artist.
Hey, it's Becky Hill.
We've been stuck in the silence. Watching life. Slowly we lost our minds somewhere inside these walls. Did you forget the feeling? Trying to find it staring at the ceiling. Slowly we lost our minds somewhere inside these walls. Yeah, it's in your face. We ain't spoke for days. Let me lift you up to restore your
Hill, Never Be Alone. Tickets still available on Global Player, the official Capital app, if you want to come to Summertime Ball. Quincy was the medical examiner, so it was a thing. It was a show. Benson Boone's play for you very soon, and then we're going to get into the bongs.
Capital Breakfast
with Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
And eBay.
Sell and buy pre-owned fashion now with no fees.
Evening, Money Super 7. Ready for your starring roles?
Always ready, boss. What's today's mission?
We're here to reward people who've saved money with us.
What are we giving them?
A year of free days out at thousands of venues. And when they keep on saving with us, we'll keep on rewarding them again and again.
Sounds amazing.
It is. Now, let's get moving. The curtain's about to go up.
The Super Save Club from Money Supermarket. It's seriously rewarding. Select a product, qualifying purchase with an account. Claim free days out via app. Rewards include prepaid MasterCard or gift cards. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Searching for a holiday? Here's an idea. Don't type cheap flights to wherever into your browser. You know you do it. Search Kayak instead. Let us do the finding for you. All the great flight deals from hundreds of travel sites, all in one place. Go on, do it. Do it. Listen to the waves. They're calling your name. Not literally, obviously, unless your name is... Kayak. Kayak. You're thinking about it, aren't you? Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Don't miss out on the best bits this summer. Watch tennis on your Samsung Galaxy S23 FE whilst catching rays, the races whilst at a party, the 100-metre sprint whilst at a wedding, if you dare. Or any sports whilst on the go with your phone. Plus, claim free Buds FE with your purchase. Win-win. And hopefully, win. Purchase by 30th of May 2024. Claim Buds FE in white from Samsung.com within 30 days of purchase. T's and C's apply.
Send that extraordinary feeling with Prestige Flowers. Our beautiful bouquets and gifts are perfect for any occasion. And you can add a free video message to make your gift extra special. Flowers for the extraordinary. Next day delivery, 7 days a week. Visit prestigeflowers.co.uk.
Prestige Flowers.
Subway knows you're hungry for a tastier lunch deal. And as part of the Subway Savers menu, you can get a banging 6-inch nacho chicken sub from only $2.99. That's 6 inches of succulent chicken breast pieces covered in crispy nacho coating, melty American cheese, fresh lettuce and tomato, all drenched in Chipotle Southwest sauce. It's time to munch more for much less with the Subway Saver menu from only $2.99. Subway, eat fresh. At participating stores for in-store orders only. Extras cost more. Cannot combine with other offers. Freshly prepared per order.
The latest travel.
Next, Capital.
The only place to buy your new Mercedes-AMG is direct from Mercedes-Benz. Right now, the Mercedes-AMG A35 Touring Edition comes with 4.2% APR representative and a £3,000 saving. And when you buy, you'll receive an exhilarating driving experience at Mercedes-Benz World. Discover more online or at your local showroom today. Offer ends 30th of June, subject to availability. T's and C's apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance. Saving includes VAT for cash and finance customers.
Capital Travel Update with Wizz Air. Fly with the friendliest crew in the sky.
Hey Lottie, what's happening out there?
Hey Jordan, because of the train strike, C2C, Gatwick Express, Island Line and Great Northern are not running at all today. Greater Anglia is running a limited service on their main lines only. Southern's only running between Gatwick and Victoria. The rest of that network is suspended. Southeastern and Southwestern are running very limited services. Stansted Express is only running once an hour. And Thameslink's only running between St Pancras International and Luton and King's Cross in Cambridge. More in 30 minutes.
Capital Summertime Ball.
With Barclaycard.
Confirmed artist.
Hey guys, it's Benson Boone.
This is Capital.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately, I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
The all-new Capital Breakfast
with Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
I drop it low and take it, girl, you want it, bum. And mother, you'd miss it, them definitely wrong. So tell me, baby, that I'm still your number one. Cause I'm not falling, my demand, forget it done.
Let's go.
Between me and you, girl, we got it. I spit you game and just to tame you was my target. That was my aim, just to be playing with your body. Thought that forever we could continue this party. I know you're telling me that your love is departed. Girl, I'm just saying you gon' miss your sugar daddy. Are you gon' get me out the hair, girl, when I bought it?
Mix of Sean Paul with Hair. And Perry from Little Mix is going to be doing a first ever Summertime Ball as a solo artist. Get to Global Player and get yourself some tickets for Summertime Ball. It's the official Capital app. It'll take 2 minutes to download to your phone and you can come to Wembley with us.
Capital Breakfast Bond Game.
Right now it's time for the Bond Game where we will offer you ever-increasing amounts of money. All you've got to do to win is shout stop before you hear this sound.
Yeah, this game is all about gut feeling. You have to trust your gut because we never know where the bong man is going to strike. And if you leave it too late and you don't shout stop in time and you hear that bong, you walk away with nothing.
All right, let's find out who's taking it on today. Selected at random. Given the bongs a go. Listening in Berkshire. Good morning, Deborah.
Morning.
Morning. Hi, guys.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Deborah. Good morning. If you win big this morning, what would you like to spend that money on?
Probably a little holiday, I think. Somewhere Italy, maybe Tuscany.
Oh, Tuscany.
Nice. Maybe need a break.
Yeah, well, after 8 o'clock today, we're giving away a holiday to Italy as well. Sorry, 9 o'clock today. After 9 o'clock today.
Okay, I'll have to enter that as well then.
Yeah. Enter that as well. Why not?
How do you feel, Deborah, about taking on the bong man? Does he sort of scare you a little bit?
He does definitely scare me, yes. I've been listening to him for the past week or so, and yeah, very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, so you've heard the rumours. You know the one, he actually got into a bet once with Superman over who was tougher, and the loser had to wear his underwear on the outside of his trousers.
Brilliant. Okay. Deborah, just remember you've got to shout stop before you hear that bong. Can we hear your best practice stop in 3, 2, 1?
Stop!
Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one. Right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Best of luck.
£324. £488. £599. £1,298.
Stop!
Yes! Yes!
Come on, Deborah!
Woo! Oh,
hi! that was so nerve-wracking.
I feel like when that drum kicked in, that's what like kind of spooked you into shouting stop then.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Congratulations, Deborah. You've just won £1,298.
Wow!
That is so fantastic. Thank you so much.
That is definitely more than enough for a nice holiday. We're going to get another track on, and then we're going to find out how much you could have won next.
You're on Capital.
Capital, baby.
My name is Chapel Run. This is Capital. Capital Breakfast.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With her arms out like an angel through the gosh sunroof. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be the one that I call baby. Cause I'm dream boys and boys. Shoot another shot to stop the feeling. You can say it's just the way you are. Make a new excuse, the stupid reason. Go away, well, go away. Yeah, to stop the world just to stop the feeling. Go away, well, go away. Yeah, to stop the world just to stop the feeling. Who cares? It's a sexual.
From Chapel Rome. Good luck, babe, on Capital.
Capital Breakfast on Game.
Right then, if you're just joining us, Deborah from Berkshire has just won herself £1,298 on the Bond Game today. But we need to find out how much money you could have won if you'd had held your nerve a bit longer, Deborah. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, let's get back into your bongs.
£1,298. £1,302. £1,802. £1,902.